This is Pat Prescott from The Morning Show here in the studio with Dr. Bruce McLucas of the Fibroid Treatment Collective, FTC, as we call it. And we are so happy to welcome you to our studio. How you doing?
Pat, it's always great to be here.
We're going to be getting together really soon for a seminar. FTC periodically puts on seminars and also monthly webinars where they provide free in-depth educational events to help women understand fibroids and all their treatment options. Let's talk about, first of all, about the issue of fibroids and then about some of the great services that you provide and some of the wonderful success stories that you have as well for so many women in Southern California. None of us are strangers to fibroids. My goodness, everybody knows about them now. And we have different degrees of knowledge, it's true. But talk about what fibroids are and why it's so important for women, particularly African-American women, to know about them.
Well, they are a benign tumor in name only. The fibroid tumors grow in the uterus. They cause heavy bleeding, pain, pressure on the bladder, on the back. And they affect one out of two black women. The rest of the percentages is about 40%. So, I mean, it's an epidemic. It's a problem.
Is there any reason why African-American women are so more susceptible to this issue than others?
We know that there's a tendency to keloid in the black race, and we think that's probably the extra 10%, but still 40% of everybody else, there's plenty of fibroids to go around.
Yeah. And when people have them, I think one of the biggest issues is the pain that's associated with them. Unbearable pain that many women actually learn to live with rather than do something about it.
We've seen patients come in with a uterus the size of a full-term pregnancy, and you just, you know, if guys had fibroids and they were about the size of a marble, they'd be in seeing their doctor. It amazes me they can get that big. The commonest symptoms, Pat, pain, pressure on the bladder, on the back, and heavy bleeding. All three of those, it can be disabling.
Yeah, and so if you notice any of those symptoms, it's definitely time for you to see a doctor and find out more about them. Now, I know that you started these seminars for a couple of reasons. I would imagine that one is so that people can see that I'm not the only one with this issue. There's so many others who are affected.
Probably the most effective testimony at the seminars, if we could call it a testimony, is the patients who've had the procedure. I mean, fibroid embolization, which is a treatment we invented here in the States in 1994, is non-surgical. It's we say to patients, give us a weekend and we'll give you back your life. That's all it takes, 5 days, and you're back to doing whatever you're doing.
How does embolization work?
It's an outpatient procedure. We inject small particles into the blood supply of the fibroids. We shrink the fibroids. We don't bother cutting them out. And 6 months after the embolization, fibroids are going to be symptom-free. You're not even going to know you have them.
And I think that that is something that most women are really concerned about, is the idea of surgery. Nobody really wants to have surgery if you can avoid doing that. But so many times when you go in with fibroids, surgery is the option that's presented to you.
And we ask our patients when they come in the office, what if we could get you the relief from fibroids that you need without incisions, without 6 weeks off work, without blood loss? Yeah.
And people want to hear that. And I think that's why these seminars are so very important for women to be able to find out what their options are and to discuss those, discuss the symptoms, discuss the whole thing. What happens at seminars like this?
Most of the time, it's just people being interviewed. And, Pat, I'm looking forward to having you be the person to pose those questions in September 24th. We're going to be doing our next seminar. And that's what the patients who are potential patients in the audience care about, is somebody who's actually gone through the procedure. What were they experiencing before? What was it like before they had the procedure, and what's it like afterwards?
Take us through what happens when you come in for this procedure. You know, how long does it take? What kind of recovery time do you need? Do you have to stay after? Do you have to have someone drive you over? Those kind of things.
Well, this is an outpatient procedure, which means for most of our patients, they go home the same day. We do sedate our patients. I mean, they're breathing on their own, but just, you know, people say, gee, I'm going to be awake for this. No, you won't, and you won't feel anything. So you will need somebody to drive you home. But if you compare this to the 6 weeks of recovery after major surgery, it's a walk in the park.
Yeah, that is a real, real big difference. Though I would imagine there are some cases that are more severe, though. What happens with those? And tell us about maybe some of the more severe cases that you've had to deal with.
Sometimes patients wait so long that they're extremely anemic. We take care of a lot of Jehovah's Witnesses, patients who don't want to get a blood transfusion. And it wouldn't be uncommon for them to be helicoptered in. It's about the only time I have to get up in the middle of the night anymore since I stopped delivering babies. Yeah.
When women have this procedure, and I just want to talk a little bit about what happens afterwards, after you go home, how long does it take before the fibroids actually shrink and some of the pain subsides and some of the other symptoms?
Well, some of the other symptoms would be heavy bleeding, and that's the most common symptom women have. I mean, patients have been had to have multiple transfusions. They can't wear white clothing because of the risk of just bleeding. It really affects their life, the heavy bleeding, and that stops immediately after the procedure. You know, right on the table, you'll see the bleeding stop. The shrinkage takes about 6 months, but the heavy bleeding stops right away.
And a lot of times women think that they are having weight problems, weight gain problems, when in fact fibroids are the culprit for that. You know, it's the weight gain that you, as you say, that no diet can fix.
And no diet can fix is right, because you feel bloated. Constipation is a very common problem that our patients have. And patients who thought they needed back surgery, Pat, sometimes come back in 6 months and say, well, you've cured my back surgery problem, and that's all the fibroids were pressing on the back. Yeah.
Well, you are truly the expert on this procedure since you helped to develop it 20 years ago. Is it 20 years now?
It's more than 20 years ago.
More than 20 years ago.
It was 1994 that we did our first procedure here in Southern California and in the United States. Wonderful story about that. The woman who had the first procedure went on to have a successful pregnancy. She now has a 16-year-old daughter. So that was a nice memory, a nice way to start off.
What was it that motivated you to do this? I mean, because it takes a lot of work to create medical procedures, you know, to pioneer them and to go through all of the trials and all the other things you have to go through to get to do this. It's history, really.
And it's gratifying. It's gratifying to know that 22 years ago, we were the only place in the United States where you could get this procedure performed. Now it's probably being performed in Los Angeles alone about 20 times today. Yes, it's very gratifying. A good idea. It seemed to me at the time back in 1990 when I went to study with the inventor of the procedure in France. And it is. It's a good idea to patients, just like it is to doctors. So it's a win for everybody.
Fast forward to today, and how do you feel about the fact that so many people are using this procedure now? You actually helped to teach other doctors how to do this, don't you?
We just finished teaching for about 20 doctors during the month of July. So I think I'm still recovering from doing that many cases, but... Yes, it's nice, and it's sort of like calls from your kids. You know, they call and say, "Well, how do I handle this problem?" And yes, it's a nice feeling.
But surely it's got to be gratifying too, because as a medical professional, I mean, this is what your whole life is dedicated to: is to helping people and to making people well when they are suffering from different conditions. So to see all the different women who have been impacted, and because you can't operate on everyone. I mean, you can't use this procedure for everyone. But when you teach others how to do it, it just spreads it out exponentially over the world and helps so many more than you could ever do on your own.
Boy, isn't that the case. And one of the other nice things about embolization is that once we shrink those fibroids, they don't come back. You know, myomectomy, the surgery to take out a fibroid and sew up the uterus, and guarantee almost 50% of the time patients are going to have a recurrence. They're going to have another fibroid that's going to grow from the size of a marble up to a cantaloupe. Not with fibroid embolization, and it's one and done.
Yeah, that's the thing. I know my sister had surgery twice for fibroids, and that's the thing. You go through this whole thing and then have to do it again. It's just... That can be very discouraging, I know, for anyone who's had a condition like this.
Sure. And after myomectomy, the surgery to remove the fibroids, you have to have a C-section when you have a baby. And so there's two major surgeries just for that one-time procedure. And after embolization, about half of our patients have had a normal vaginal delivery. So that's nice, too.
I would imagine that one of the other issues, too, because we are talking about the reproductive system, how is sex affected by fibroid issues?
Well, fibroids are rascals, even though they're not cancerous. They can cause an awful lot of discomfort, disruption. It can make sex so uncomfortable that it's what I call porcupine sex. The closer you get, the more it hurts. So it's terribly uncomfortable. It can be pressure on the bladder, just the bleeding, the fear that you're going to be bleeding during intercourse. So, yeah, fibroids can really rob you of your desire.
So for that reason, it's kind of important that men understand what's going on with this condition too, isn't it?
Sometimes it's hard for my patients to talk to their guys. And many times, though, on the other hand, it's the guys who've been able to find us and tell their women about us.
I want you to talk a little bit about your website, fibroids.com. There is so much information there. Tell us a little bit about some of the kinds of things that people can find there who are trying to get more information about embolization.
Well, for one thing, Pat, they'll be able to find our interview, and that'll be a great thing for them to learn about what we've been talking about today. We have a video of an actual procedure. We have a link to the Doctor's TV show where we were interviewed, and you can see another segment on that. So many patients who've given us testimonials about their experience. So I think patients come away feeling like, oh, that's me. And that makes us happy.
Yeah, I think knowledge is power. And certainly the more that people learn, the more confident you will feel, you know, in seeking out a treatment solution, especially one like this one. And I know that that's really what you want to do. You want women to have as much knowledge as they can about their bodies, about all their treatment options, too.
You got that right. There's nothing like too much knowledge when it comes to your own health. And our patients just time and time again are saying, well, thank the Lord. I mean, this is something I wish my mother had had. And yes, it is something that I wish your mother had had too.
And that's got to be gratifying, you know, hearing back from some of your patients. I know that you have some of them that are really passionate about the work that you do and what you've done to change their lives. Because it is life-changing when all of a sudden you don't have all those issues that you had before.
One of our first patients is probably going to be there at the seminar. She was head of the band department in LAUSD, and we did her procedure about 20 years ago. And since then, I've done the embolization procedure on her daughter and then her granddaughter.
So, wow, three generations for you. Fibroids, are they hereditary? Does this run in families?
When you're looking at something as common as 1 in 2 black women or 4 out of 10 every other race, it's an unusual family that doesn't have a grandmother, a mother, an aunt, a sister with fibroids. So not exactly hereditary, but certainly common.
Well, I tell you what, we appreciate the work that you are doing in our community to help inform women of their options and then to help them deal with this incredibly widespread problem, which somebody's doing something about it. Thank you, Dr. McLucas. We appreciate you for doing that.
Pat, I'm so glad to be here.
How can people register for the seminar?
Fibroids.com, our website, there'll be a simple form you use. This is a free seminar over at the LAX Westin Hotel, right by the airport. And we'd love to see you.
We will be there on September 24th. We're going to put all the details up on the Waves website, and we would love to have you join us. Mothers, daughters, sisters, best friends, bring them all along. There are so many people. One out of four American women affected by fibroids. One out of every two African American women. So we'll expect to see all of you and get your questions answered. Thanks for spending some time with us today, Dr. McLucas.
Pat, you're the best. Don't forget to invite the men. Guys, you come along too. You'll learn a lot about what's been making your girl's life a little bit tough.